Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8:01 on a Saturday morning. It's time for Nat's First Pitch. Pete Medhurst with you up until 9 o'clock. Andy Poland and Tom Lavero at that time. Grant Paulson and I are going to be over at Nat's Youth Academy starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you'll stop by and join us over there. Little legal mushball competition going on over there today. So we'll take care of that business. Also, Anibal Sanchez is going to be out at the Arlington Central Library this morning from 10 to 11 to help participate in the bilingual reading to kick off the summer reading program. So Anibal Sanchez is going to be over at the Arlington Public Library coming up from 10 to 11 this morning. It's over off North Quincy Street in Arlington. Last night, the Nationals bouncing back off of Thursday night's clunker, or they ran into the great Zach Greinke, and when Zach Greinke is good, he is really, really good, as he was on Thursday. And last night, the Nationals, how ironic, Howie Kendrick in the middle of it all with his team early in the ball game, and even the out he made, I think it was in the seventh or eighth inning, he hit that ball a ton as well. You know, the guy's just a hitting machine right now. Obviously, if you're Davey Martinez, you've got to be, you know, you've got to be willing to risk playing him almost every day, but you have to understand that at 35, coming off the injury that he had, you can't play him every single inning of every day. But, man, that threat and that want to has got to be there right now, because all the guy does is go to the plate and give you professional at-bats each and every time. And where this team for almost 2 months couldn't win a Max Scherzer start, now they're starting to do that. They're starting to win every start Max has. He's got his record now back up to 5-5 on the year. And, again, this is what you expected with this team. Biggest thing right now, they got to get things straight with Patrick Corbin. Got to get things straight with Patrick Corbin right now. They can get that straightened out. You know, they can get back to the big three that they had going on, because that was, you know, he was the best guy over the first 2 months, along with Steven Strasburg. Strasburg going today out at the park, so make your plans to go see the big right-hander. But now for the Nationals, you're looking up, and unfortunately, you know, the Atlanta Braves are absolutely eviscerating right now everybody in their path. They've won 8 in a row, and the comeback over the Phillies yesterday, I mean, that's as bad as it gets for the Phils. I mean, if you looked at Phil's Twitter last night, and I'm not talking about Phil Zachary, our big boss here. I'm not talking about the great Phil Donahue. Not even talking about Phil Niekro. But if you looked at Philly's Twitter last night, oh, my. Oh, my. I mean, that's as bad a loss as it can get. I mean, this is a Phillies team that had been able to hold off all comers so far. They've been exceptional at home, but they're 2 games under .500 on the road now. And last night, when you have a big lead and you can't get the job done against a team like the Braves, who you're competing directly head-to-head with for first place, you know, this is an interesting time and an interesting rest of this series for the Phillies. So let's keep an eye on this one as this weekend goes along. Nationals trying to bounce back. Make it 2 in a row today over the Arizona Diamondbacks. D-backs are a solid club, especially swinging the bats. Good outing by Max Scherzer last night. Arizona 3 above .500 after the loss last night to the Nationals. But, boy, you talk about way behind. The Rockies and Diamondbacks, both 3 games over .500. They're 10.5 out right now in the National League West. I mean, they have got some significant work to do in terms of being able to get up to where the Dodgers are. But right now, I mean, there are a lot of clubs in the National League that are, for the most part right now, strictly on wild card chase duty. I mean, that's the only chance that you have. because the way things are going in that Western Division, you know, the Padres, you know, after a very good month and a half, almost two to start the year, they are now two games below 500. Ridiculous comeback win over Colorado. We'll detail that in the final segment of the show. Let's get to last night's game for the Nationals. Max Scherzer striking out 10. Shocker. You know, when it's almost as if Max doesn't strike out 10. You know, you ask yourself, you know, what's happening? But, you know, Davey Martinez said it best. Every 5 days, you know what you're getting from that guy. And 10 strikeouts, 25-85 now for his career, moving past Bob Feller and Warren Spahn. If you're a reasonably lucid baseball fan, you've either read that name somewhere or heard that those names somewhere. He's now 27th on the all-time list. Third straight win overall for Scherzer, and now 7-0 in 9 starts against Arizona, the team that he started his big league career with back in 2008. More importantly, and this has always been the case at times when Max has pitched, always been the case, the Nationals, you know, scoring some runs for the guy last night. They've scored 3 runs or less in 10 of the 15 games Scherzer has started. So when you get some offensive help the way he did last night, Trey Turner with an RBI double, Victor Robles with a sacrifice fly, and then Juan Soto with a run-scoring single in that third inning to give him a little bit of a boost. You know, you give Max Scherzer an edge, and he's more than likely going to take advantage of it and make it work out. So when you have a guy, the great thing about Max Scherzer, and this, we talk about this all the time. We talk about the young pitchers that come in there, guys like Fetty. You know, attach yourself to the hip of Max Scherzer. You may not have the exact same stuff, but you can still take some things away from his makeup. What does the guy do? He attacks the strike zone. Just absolutely attacks the strike zone. Moves it side to side. Moves it up and down. Kurt Suzuki holds the glove up chest high. Max Scherzer puts the fastball chest high. Guy swings through it, inning over. And, you know, these are the kind of guys that you can learn from if you're a young pitcher on this staff like an Eric Fetty. And the Nationals still, you know, finally have Anibal Sanchez going where they thought he was going to be going. His 3 starts since coming off the IL have been outstanding. Been outstanding. And if you can get what we've seen reasonably out of Fetty for the most part, you know, you've got a chance to keep winning series. You've got a chance to keep, you know, harvesting some nuts, as the great Eddie Jordan would say. You have a chance to at least play your way back into some sort of mathematical contention, either it be in the division or certainly in that crowded wild card situation right now in the National League. I mean, there is a stretch of games coming up. This homestand is so huge because you can affect head-to-head change because you play a team like Arizona, who's ahead of you in the wild card. You play Philadelphia, who's ahead of you in the division. You play Atlanta, who is in first place in the division. You just won 2 games in Atlanta. Scored 1 million runs in one of those games. Anibal Sanchez carried a no-hitter into the 6th inning of one of those games. So you're not going to be intimidated, certainly, by the Braves in any way. But, you know, you've got some history now, some positive history this season as it pertains to Atlanta. So this is such a huge homestand here because after this, there's a couple of weeks of just Dreg City, Miami, Detroit, Kansas City, Miami again. I mean, there's opportunity coming to really get yourself on a great roll. And this week, if you can, you know, 7 out of 11, 8 out of 11, if you want to be greedy, I mean, if you could somehow pull off a stretch in this homestand like that against these 3 teams, you put yourself in a really, really positive position heading into the month of July. Because, you know, you don't really start evaluating yourself until around July 1st. Because now, remember, with one trade deadline, executives around baseball, Mike Rizzo included, obviously, they've got a month to figure out, do we make a move now? Do we wait? And if you're going to wait, you know, somebody may step in line in front of you. Completely possible now somebody steps in line in front of you and makes a trade for a guy that maybe you were targeting. But now things change. With this one trade deadline, if you're going to make a move, you've got to make that move pretty quickly, or someone's going to step out and make the move before you, and you're going to be sitting there leaving the holding the bag on the side going, hey, what happened? We can't get our guy. So we'll see if Mike Rizzo makes a move. Certainly, when you look around baseball, we saw the Braves go get Dallas Keuchel, his first start at Rome this week, single A, 7 innings, 9 Ks. Not bad for a guy that didn't have spring training with a team, just basically throwing, you know, stuff on the side, going through regular workouts. 7 innings, 9 Ks in his first outing. Braves expect him to have 2 more in the minors before bringing him up to the major league level. But with the way they're playing and the way he threw that first bullpen, they have got to absolutely be salivating right now with the way that Dallas Keuchel threw the ball in his first start of the year. Don't forget, Grant and I are going to be over at Nats Youth Academy coming up at 10 o'clock. Anibal Sanchez is going to be over at Arlington Central Library this morning at 10 to participate in a bilingual reading and meet with some local kids to promote their summer reading program coming up. We've got more of Nats First Pitch. We're live with you on a Saturday morning right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If I tweet something positive about you, I apologize in advance. I mean, it's unbelievable. Uncanny how much that happens. Uncanny. But Strasburg been really good. 7-3, 3.36 on the year against the local product, Taylor Clark, coming up today at Nationals Park. We, of course, have all the action for you right here on 106.7 The Fan. Ryan Zimmerman running on a treadmill earlier this week. Did some baseball activities yesterday. But, you know, still on the IL, been there since April the 28th. And, you know, for Zim, you hate to see a player that has meant so much to this franchise for this long, this community. You know, if somehow his body does not allow him to continue his career, you hate to see him going out in this vein. I mean, he has just been so important, you know, to this franchise and this community. You want better for Zim when the time comes for him to finally hang up the glove and the spikes. Hopefully he can get back to some semblance of contribution to this roster before this season is over with. Justin Miller got an injection. So Davey Martinez said he was shut down throwing this week. He's been on the IL since May the 18th, and obviously he does not appear to be anywhere close to coming back at this point for the Nationals as of right now. Last night, Max Scherzer, he was on. He's not on the IL, knock on wood, and he was happy to have everybody contributing to a win last night for him to make his record now 5-5 on the campaign.
Everybody had a hand in it. You know, we got offensive production from everybody. You know, we got some big home runs. And when your offense can go like this, it just makes it easier to pitch. You can go out there, be aggressive towards their guys, and try to fill up strikes and just try to throw up goose eggs. And it takes a little edge off yourself. It allows you to be a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, that, like you said, it's a great team win when we can all have a hand in it.
The 2 homers tonight you gave up, but in general you kind of cut down your just the home run rate that you've given up, even though the ball's kind of flying out of the yard around the league. Has that been a kind of conscious effort for you to cut it down, or what do you think has led to that so far?
I don't know. I don't get too caught up in it. For me, I'm just trying to execute pitches. You know, tonight those 2 balls, I didn't quite execute the pitch that I, you know, wanted to. Zook and I are going over, you know, mid game of what we should have done. how we want to attack those guys a little bit differently. But for me, you don't get caught up in results. You worry about the process. You worry about how you're executing pitches and how you're sequencing them together. I think that's a huge thing of how you keep a hitter off balance is, you know, how, what pitches you sequence with and what their strengths and weaknesses are. And so Zook and I, we do a great job of doing our homework and finding, you know, how we want to work together. And he does a great job of working with me and understanding how I think and what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, that's why I love having him back there.
Since May 31st, you guys have one of the better bullpens in baseball. How much of a lift has that been in this stretch?
Well, it just provides consistency to allow us to get on runs. You know, those guys, we knew how talented they were. We know that they can go out there and execute some pitches and throw some big time. They have big time stuff, too. So anytime we can always give the ball to do with a lead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You always are going to love that going forward. So I think that's just the mentality that everybody has is, you know, how do we get that ball to do with a, you know, three-run lead or better?
Last three starts, 34 strikeouts, three walks this month. What do you feel has been the difference for you mechanically?
Just keeping a good posture of keeping my top half tall. I was a little inconsistent tonight with it and kind of fatigued a little bit and wasn't able to do it. But I'd say really focused on that before that Cincinnati start and really felt like these past three starts, I understand my mechanics a little bit better. And, you know, I've also felt like I've been able to execute a better changeup. I really feel like my changeup's gotten back to where I can execute it both in the zone and out of the zone. And, you know, had some big outs tonight on the changeup, even though they were got some balls hit right at people. But I feel like that's been the biggest difference.
It's part of that. We talk about it. Pitchers talk about it all the time. You listen to guys down in the clubhouse talk about it all the time. You'll hear pitching coaches talk about it. You've got to keep the ball moving. Can't be on the same plane every time. Can't be on the same plane two pitches in a row. You throw a fastball, keep throwing in the same spot. Unless you're just throwing 98 miles an hour, sometimes you get lucky enough to overpower people from time to time. But Max Scherzer is as good as it gets. And the beauty is, and he talked about Kurt Suzuki and their in-game adjustments. The beauty of this is watching Suzuki behind the plate, not just where he's, you know, putting down at times, it's almost like a knuckle trying to prevent the batter from being able to kind of peek down and see with a full finger extended or whatever. But the art of what Suzuki is doing behind the plate with him, glove placement, where he sets the target, when he moves to set up the target in the grand scheme of things. And that's part of the brilliance of Max Scherzer getting on the same page with his catcher, in this case, in Kurt Suzuki. And you very rarely ever see Scherzer shake him off. And you can see that sometimes when a pitcher not necessarily in tune with a catcher. You'll see multiple shakeoffs per game. The big thing is watching in key times. Watch when it's a 3-2 count, especially if you're a young catcher out there. You know, watch what Suzuki is doing behind the plate. You know, last night he was great. He's setting a target, you know, chest high when Max is ahead of guys. Big fella Cron, the first baseman, throw that thing up here. He's going to swing through it. They were in sync for the most part, and obviously the baseball is just flying out of ballparks at record rates right now. I don't know what's inside the baseball. You know, obviously, you know, wooden bats still are what they are and have been for several years, but the way the ball is flying out of the ballpark, obviously guys have made adjustments with launch angle type swings. I mean, almost every swing up there for a guy that's reasonably sized has got a little bit of elevation. Some have more exaggerated angles of elevation than others. Big fellows, when they barrel it up, I mean, the ball just goes because they're so super strong. Ball's coming 96 miles an hour. You barrel it up with a big piece of wood, yeah, it's going to fly. But the beauty of Scherzer is not walking people. So when they do hit a home run, the damage is minimal. Same thing's happened for Steven Strasburg this year. For the most part, when bad things occur, he's kept the damage to a minimum. That's what separates good ones from average ones, great runs from good ones. Limit the damage when the damage has a chance to be a disaster. And that's what those guys do. They execute big pitches, make big pitches in critical counts when they're behind in the count. Runners are on base. They don't freak out. They don't spend 9 hours walking around the mound, throw the rosin bag 40 times, lift the hat off. And they just get the ball, put the foot on the rubber, and let's go. Let's go attack the strike zone. And that's what's so good about watching Max Scherzer pitch. Had the chance to call the gem in Cincinnati with Charlie. And when you watch him pitch, I mean, it is a thing of beauty. It is absolute thing of beauty to watch him work the way we did that day when he struck out 15. Today you get Strasburg at 4:05 against Taylor Clark. So again, when you have these guys going back-to-back, you got to start to put together runs with these guys. And if they're going to hang around in this division with the way the Braves are trying to run off now, already with a week's work of 8 in a row, 2.5 up on the Phillies, ripped the Phillies' heart out last night despite home runs from Kingery, Harper, and Hoskins in that game. I mean, this game, for most of it, was all Philly. I mean, this was domination by the Phils. And so the Braves come back late and pick up the victory. But that was not the comeback of the night. The comeback of the night was in Colorado. We'll talk about that. Got an interesting stat coming out of that game. Davey Martinez, though, his thoughts on last night's victory over the Diamondbacks, and, of course, about his right-handed horse, Max Scherzer.
He was good. Real good. Like, he's always, you know, every 5 days, you know what you're going to get from Max. And he went out there and gave us 7 strong innings.
He's won 3 consecutive starts now. I don't know if that's maybe the offense as well and bullpen clicking, but do you see anything different from him now in this stretch? He's been the same.
Yeah, he's been the same. I mean, you look at the games he's pitched. He's kept us in all games. So, he's really good, you know. That's why he's an ace.
He's at 2 home runs tonight, notwithstanding. He's done a better job of keeping the ball. He's done a really good job keeping the ball in the ballpark. Anything you've seen kind of this year as opposed to maybe in the last couple of years to why?
Making better pitches, you know, especially 0-2. He's making pitches 0-2 really, really well now. So, like I said, you know, he's we're scoring runs for him now. He's been pitching the same. We're adding a little bit more runs for him, and he's keeping us he keeps us in every game.
He passed Warren Spahn and Bob Feller on the all-time strikeout list tonight. When you hear names like that, kind of what pops in your head about that caliber of pitcher?
What pops in my head is Max Scherzer. I mean, really. You just watch him day in and day out when he's out there. It's almost, you get spoiled because you expect it, you know, every time he goes out. So, I'm just glad that, you know, he felt good today. You know, a little concerned with his cap, but he had a, you know, good week and no issues. So he was good.
Are you able to kind of appreciate him in real time, or do you take, like, time to, like, stop and think about it, or how, with Max?
No, I appreciate him every single day. You know, sometimes it ain't, as you all know, it ain't easy, and we have our discussions, but I enjoy it. And I think I know he knows where I come from, and I know where he comes from, so it's good, and it's healthy.
Yeah, it seems like Wander's able to get a quick out, maybe 2 quick outs, but then not finish innings recently. What's maybe going wrong with him once, I don't know, maybe his pitch count gets a certain number? I don't know.
I think with him, it's just, pitch location. He had 2 strikes on Jonesy today, and I know he was trying to get the ball, you know, down out of the zone, and he kept the ball up, so he got a base hit. But he just got to keep working. He's pitching better. You know, we just got to keep working and get, you know, with 2 strikes, he's got to put them away.
Aside from that hiccup, how encouraged have you been by your bullpen in the last couple weeks here?
I mean, they've been really, really good. I think since, what, May 24th or something like that, they've been probably in the tops in the league. So that's kind of nice.
Anything you can point to as to why all of a sudden kind of they've been as
good? Like I said, I think they're attacking the strike zone. They're making pitches. But, you know, they're being more aggressive. Then I don't see them nitpicking like I did before. I mean, they're going after guys, and it's nice. And they have the stuff to do it. So, I love it. I mean, they're engaged, and they're working really hard.
Rainey threw just 6 pitches, but Sean had thrown 1 pitch in the last week. So how did you kind of balance that decision there?
I mean, he hasn't pitched in 5-6 days. We're up 4 runs. I thought it would be a great time to, you know, just get him in the game. I mean, Rainey got hit, you know, in the calf. He's going to stiffen up a little bit. So I thought it would be perfect to get doing in the game. Can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow, you know. Hopefully we come out and score 10 tomorrow. So it was a good opportunity to get Doolittle in the game.
Rainey, can it be all right for that?
We'll find out tomorrow. You know, I mean, he got hit pretty good. Gladly he made the play, but we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
Michael has not been playing a lot, but had a good night tonight. So kind of what do you see there, what he's trying to balance with his role of playing infrequently but being productive when he shows up?
He had a great night. I mean, he helped us win a ball game today all around. His hitting, his bunting, you know, aggressive base running. I expect that from Michael. You know, he understands his role, and when he gets the opportunity to play, if he continues to do this, we're going to be in great shape. But, I'd like to get him in more. I really would. But we got a lot of good players. We really do, and he's one of them. So, but I'm happy that, he had a great day today.
For Michael, the 2 steals and then the double steal, how much pressure does that put on the opposition when you have that type of team speed?
It makes a world of difference, especially when you're on the mound and you got to worry about, you know, guys running and making things happen. Their focus tends to go on the base running, not necessarily the hitter, you know. You get a guy in third base, and all of a sudden, instead of throwing the ball in the dirt, Victor Robles gets a decent pitch to hit, you know, and put a good swing on the ball and got a base hit.
What did you say about Rendon and Kendrick and those at bats to kind of put the game away with those home runs there?
They're really good. You know, I've said this before. I think both of them deserve a chance to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, we heard that earlier this week. I mean, there are a lot of people that are on the Hallie Kendrick bandwagon for the All-Star game. You cannot ask Howard Joseph Kendrick III to do more for this baseball team than he has this year. And as I said, for Davey Martinez, it has got to be a challenge not to write his name somewhere in that lineup each and every day. But you got to be mindful, respectful of the injury that he had last year because, you know, he is 35. And you've got to, you know, you've got to tune up the engine, you know, whenever you can. You got to stop in, get that oil change at 3,500 miles. And an off day here and there, while you want to see him in the lineup all the time, a day off for Howie, not a bad thing right now because you want to have him around for the entire season because all he does is produce. Obviously a great influence in the clubhouse. And if this team's going to get back into any sort of contention for either the wild card or division, you're going to need him to be a part of it for the entire season. It's going to be interesting. There's certainly a lot of all-star cases to be made. Max, Stras, obviously Rendon. By the way, go to nationals.com, click on the all-star link. Please vote for Anthony Rendon. It's very disappointing to look up and see Anthony Rendon 5th in the balloting at third base. And I know, and here's the other thing, by the way, this was so much easier when you could go to the ballpark. I swear to God, this was so much easier when you could go to the ballpark and usher would give you a ballot and you'd punch out the little things like a little Scantron and people, you could vote for your favorite All-Stars. It is such a cluster to vote for the All-Star game now. You know, you got to do all this registering online and all this other stuff. Please give me some selections. Let me click on my guy and hit submit. That's what I want to do. I want to submit for the guys that I want to vote for. You don't need my email so you can market the heck out of me with all these other things. Just please allow me to go to a site, click, 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 submit, and it's over. I think that's part of the reason why some people don't vote for the All-Star game as much as they used to. So much easier when you went to the ballpark, punched out the little Scantron, you crumbled it up because you voted for a guy incorrectly because you knew it would void your ballot, and you got another one. But you did it, and it was simple. You dropped it in a box. Boom, we're done. Now it's become so convoluted for some people to try and achieve voting for their guys. Let's get Anthony Rendon moving up that ladder at third base in the National League. Coming up, we'll go around the league. The San Diego Padres had lost 766 games when trailing by six or more runs in the ninth inning. I've told you that stat for a reason. We'll tell you what happened when we return on Nats First Pitch right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. And last night, the Padres found a way. They had lost 766 games in a row when trailing by six runs or more going into the ninth inning. And of course, yes, I know it takes a lot to come back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From those kind of deficits. But say what you want about the name Hunter Renfroe. If your last name is Renfroe, no matter how you spell it, because it's different between the two Hunter Renfroes that I'm referencing here, but the Clemson Hunter Renfroe and the Padres Hunter Renfroe, they're finding some success. Andy Green said it best. No game's ever over at Coors Field. And he is absolutely right. Hunter Renfroe hit three home runs. Third of the game in the 12th inning after Fernando Tatis Jr. tied it as part of a six-run rally in the ninth. And the Padres beat the Rockies in a slow pitch Class A thriller, 16-12. Rockies won the night before, 9-6. 10-7 between these two teams. Rockies won 12-2 earlier this year. And not that, you know, not that either of these teams are a threat to win the World Series or anything, but it just goes to show you these teams can swing the bat at times. Craig Stammen picks up the win. He's now 5-3. He threw a scoreless 11th inning. Kirby Yates picked up the 12th inning for the Padres. Now, the thing, too, San Diego said this week, again, as I mentioned earlier, they're two games below 500 now, so they're falling out of it, as you would expect. It's been a good couple of months, and they're trying to limit Chris Paddock. They sent him down to the minors. Kid was pitching great, 3.15 ERA, but, you know, we've got to keep those innings down. We don't want to contend, so we're going to keep his innings down. So they sent him to the minors. They're starting to fall out of it. They said they would have to be absolutely overwhelmed by a deal to trade Kirby Yates. What I don't understand is, if you have Kirby Yates, why aren't you doing everything to win games? This has always been something that has boggled my mind. The most important season is the one you're playing. Not 2021, 2023. It's the one you're playing. That's the most important thing. So we'll see. We'll see. But again, big comeback by the Padres last night as they win it by a score of 16-12. 5 hours, 4 minutes, 39 hits, 16 pitchers. Oh, my. But that's a night at Coors Field. If you're going to go to a ball game at Coors Field, expect the unexpected. Meanwhile, J.P. Crawford, 2-for-5, pair of doubles, 3 RBIs. Mariners blew out the Athletics 9-2 in Oakland. Scott Service happy with starter Marco Gonzalez going deep into a game for a change. Mariners got off to a great start back in April. Since then, it has been a swoon going through June, but a win last night.
You know, the pitch count was up early. After the first three innings, I was hoping we'd get five, maybe six. So for him to get it in check there and have a couple quick innings late really helped us tonight.
Elsewhere, Cardinals and Mets had to finish up a game from the day prior. Play suspended. Paul DeJong single in the 10th, lifting St. Louis to a 5-4 win over the Mets in the rain suspended game. Second game, DeJong added again a homer, leading the Cardinals to a 9-5 win in New York. Colton Wong, former Little League World Series hero, also went yard for St. Louis along with Jose Martinez. Wong says they're having fun, not playing, you know, tight the way they did over the past few weeks when they really struggled in all facets.
And that's what it's about. I feel like, you know, in the beginning, we were having a lot of fun. Then we kind of hit that tough stretch and started pressing a little bit, started worrying about what people were thinking, worry about how our record looked. Instead of that, we just kind of told ourselves, we're going to start having fun again. We're starting enjoying playing this game and just going out there and competing.
They did that, beating the Mets in the conclusion of a suspended game and then beating them in the regularly scheduled game. Matt Beatty with a two-run homer, lifting the Dodgers to a 5-3 win over the Cubs in L.A. It doesn't matter who it is for the Dodgers right now. It doesn't have to be Cody Bellinger. You know, this club is really rolling again for Dave Roberts. Justin Turner, also with a home run. He really struggled the first month of the season, but Justin Turner's coming around now. Rich Hill got the win after going seven innings, giving up three runs. Kenley Jansen with his 20th save. Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, homers for the Cubs. Kyle Hendricks, who'd been brilliant basically for a month and a half, gave up five runs over four and a third for Chicago, which has now lost 4 of 5. Dave Roberts on both the hitting and pitching that contributed to the W.
I thought the fastball, it's a very good club over there offensively, and continued to make good pitches and helped himself with the bat. And so just to kind of see us another team win.
The Dodgers doing a lot of things right as they have all year. Eduardo Rodriguez gave up one run over seven innings. Red Sox cruising past the Orioles 13-2. J.D. Martinez with a pair of homers. The Churchton Hustlers appreciate that. Mr. Martinez, Brock Holt, Michael Chavis, Jackie Bradley Jr., Christian Vasquez, all with home runs for the winners. Boston has won three straight. Trey Mancini with a solo home run for Baltimore. Alex Cora says the offense starting to get going.
We know we're good offensively, and we haven't even been close to who we are. And that's a cool thing. Like I said it before the game, you know, for how bad or inconsistent, whatever you want to call it, we've been, we're in the hunt, you know, we're in the hunt.
J.D. Martinez may be as underappreciated a player as there is in Major League Baseball with the consistency he has played with over the past few years. There's no question about it. G-Man Choi, two-run homer, Rays pounded the Angels 9-4 in St. Petersburg. Tampa Trail 4-0 before a five-run sixth inning put them on top. Avisail Garcia with a single for the go-ahead run for the Rays. Emilio Pagan got the win for Tampa, which stopped a three-game losing streak. Pagan talking about the confidence of that Tampa bullpen.
We got a lot of confidence in everybody in our bullpen. You know, we believe every night we're going to get the job done. So it was good to take that one away. It was a tough game for the first few innings for us. So to come back as a team and win that game was a lot of fun.
That's a division, you know, obviously where the Yankees are the story of the division, how they've overcome the early injuries this year to do what they're doing in that division right now. Still, when all is said and done, you got to feel that the Rays, Yankees, and Red Sox are going to have a pretty good August and September of competition between those three teams. How about Lucas Giolito? First big league guy to go to 10 games in the win column. They beat the Yankees 10-2. And look, sometimes it just takes guys longer. And that's what it's done for Giolito. You know, when he was asked to pitch here, maturity-wise, he just wasn't ready. Couldn't handle it. Now, he's been absolutely brilliant so far. Chicago's won three straight. Back at 500 at 34-34 on the year. Giolito allowing one run, four hits, six innings, and has now allowed just eight runs in his last 59 innings. That's pretty good. So the Nationals identified what they thought was a good pitcher. It's just taking him a little bit longer. And believe it or not, he wasn't really pleased with his outing last night.
It feels nice after the year I had last year to you know, kind of come into my own and do my thing. And yeah, I mean, the work's not finished. I wasn't 100% pleased with how I pitched tonight.
That's how guys win, though. Don't settle for, hey, I won, I'm cool. You know, have a standard. And I think Max Scherzer's a guy that also, you know, pitches to that kind of standard. And that's what separates good from great, good from average. And you have to have a standard. Just sometimes because you win doesn't mean you have to like the way you achieved it. Luke Voit, solo home run for the Yankees in the first, 17 now for him on the year. And that's the beauty of what's happened with the Yankees. It hasn't mattered who they've had to go to with all the injuries they've had. They have put forth a terrific effort. And they, the Rays and Red Sox, I think are still going to have something to say about that East before it's all over with. Tampa, a half game better than the Yankees. They're even in the loss column. Red Sox are still six back, but you know they've got the capability of getting closer. In the Central, it's all the Twins. If anybody gets back in this race, it's going to need a complete collapse by the Twins to do it. 46-22, 11 games better than the Indians, 12 over the White Sox. In the West, it's all Astros leading the Rangers by 9.5. Astros, again, another team that has had to endure injuries to my man George Springer, Jose Altuve. They've had several guys hurt, and they're 47-23, 9.5 better than Texas, 12 over the A's, who are at the 500 mark. In the National League East, as we detailed earlier, it's the Braves by 2.5 over the Phillies, 7.5 over the Mets, 8.5 over the Nats. They've won 8 in a row after the comeback of the Phillies. Brewers leading the Cubs by a game in the Central. Cards are 3.5 back. Pirates and Reds are both 8 back. And in the West, all Dodgers all the time, leading both the Rockies and Diamondbacks by 10.5 games. 4:05 for the first pitch this afternoon. That means you get Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler at 3:35 this afternoon, as it will be the Nationals and the Arizona Diamondbacks. We've got the Nats looking for 2 in a row. Coming up the staff this afternoon, Steven Strasburg and Taylor Clark, the local Northern Virginia native. So head on out to the ballpark. And, of course, you can take those little earpiece radios you got early in the year, and you can listen to Charlie and Dave delay-free. Listen to the ball game with the two great voices on the radio for the Nationals. Don't forget, Grant Paulson and I, in an hour, we'll be over at the Nats Youth Academy. Anibal Sanchez making an appearance this morning over at the Arlington Public Library. Stay tuned. Poland and Levera are up next. For Jim Jester, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for listening to Nat's First Pitch right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.